This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to the state of Georgia Tuesday to promote voting rights legislation that has stalled in the U.S. Senate. Senior White House official said Biden will speak while in Georgia to advocate for the right to vote in free, fair, and secure elections, untainted by partisan manipulation, and to say that the way to guarantee those rights is by enacting two pieces of voting legislation introduced by Democrats. Republicans in Congress have opposed the legislation, leaving Senate Democrats with no path forward unless they change filibuster rules that prevent bills from advancing without the support of at least 60 of the body's 100. The White House official said Biden supports changing the rule to protect voting rights. As he left the White House for the trip, Biden was asked about the political risks of pushing to change the filibuster rules. He said he felt the greater risk was not saying what he believes and called this a defining moment that history will judge. The White House said the legislation is a response by efforts in many Republican-led states to enact voting restrictions, which include limiting voting by mail and reducing the number of polling places and the hours they are open. United Nations Secretary General Tuesday expressed concern about the latest North Korean ballistic missile test. Through a spokesman, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reiterated his call on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to comply fully with his nation's international obligations. South Korean and Japanese military officials said Tuesday North Korea fired what appeared to be a ballistic missile into the sea off its eastern coast, its second such test in a week. South Korea's defense ministry reported the missile traveled about 700 kilometers at a maximum altitude of 60 kilometers. That military official said the North is likely exaggerating when it claims it is testing hypersonic missiles, though they said the latest missile showed improved performance over last week's test. This is VOA News. The World Bank warned Tuesday the spread of the Omicron and other new variants of the virus that causes COVID-19 threatens to worsen the bank's projected global economic slowdown, particularly in developing countries, and cause more income inequality throughout the world. In its latest semiannual forecast, the bank cuts its forecast for global economic growth by 0.2% from estimates released in June. The report predicts the world economy will decelerate markedly to 4.1% growth this year from 5.5% last year. The bank said the global economy is also expected to decelerate an additional 3.2% in 2023 as pent-up demand for goods and services dissipates and the government's wind down large relief programs provided early in the pandemic. The bank lowered its growth forecast for the United States, the euro area, and China and cautioned that high debt levels, rising income inequality, and new variants of the virus that causes COVID-19 threaten recovery in developing. Tuesday launched a record fundraising appeal seeking more than $5 billion from the international community this year to provide life-saving relief aid to 28 million people inside Afghanistan in five neighboring countries supporting Afghan refugees. The bulk of the funds, $4.4 billion, would be used to deliver vital relief aid for 22 million Afghans, or nearly half the country's population, which is facing acute hunger. Nearly 9 million people reportedly are one step away from famine in the country. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths said the humanitarian appeal is the world's largest ever, marking the enormity of the crisis in Afghanistan. He said without intervention, nearly 4 million children under the age of 5 will be malnourished this year, over 1 million of them severely. As part of the effort, the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, announced Tuesday $308 million in additional U.S. humanitarian assistance. European countries also announced fresh contributions to the Afghan Humanitarian Response Plan. Poland Tuesday became the latest European nation to reach the sad milestone of 100,000 COVID-19-related deaths. Health Minister Adam Niedzielski reported Tuesday 493 more people had died from the illness, pushing the overall pandemic death toll to 100,254 in the Central European nation. Nearly a quarter of those deaths, some 24,000, occurred in the most recent wave of infections that began in October, a period in which vaccines have been widely available in the nation of 38 million people. The bleak figure comes as daily new infections have fallen following a peak in what officials call the country's fourth wave of COVID-19, driven by the Delta variant. But the full force of the surge driven by the Omicron variant has yet to hit the country. Reporting